Senhoras e senhores,
mesdames et messieurs, bonjour.
Good night, mesdames et messieurs. Herzlich willkommen, willkommen.
We're glad you're listening.
Are you sitting comfortably?
Greetings everyone, this is Flemming Dalum, you're listening to Magic Waves on IFM 1. Tonight I'll start with my good friend Steen Gjelf. You just heard from his first release in 1981, an album with an artist called Cyclos, and this track was called Symptom. Steen made a lot of tracks back in the 80s, and you probably all know Body Electric with the track Magic Electronic. It was a great pleasure to remix it with the original composer and artist. So great to see and feel and discuss all the different elements and ideas, and to reach a new version here almost 25 years after. Great experience. Back in 1981 he released his Cyclos album, and the first track of tonight was Symptom. The story about this is that Steen created it and was in dialogue and contact with Tommy Seebach, who you probably also know, famous in Denmark for a lot of tracks, but at the disco and cosmic scene you probably all know Bubble Six. Anyway, Steen was in contact with Tommy Seebach, who was in charge of the artist from EMI Denmark, and Steen first made an instrumental album, but Tommy told him to add some vocals before the release on Harvest Records, the sub-label of EMI. So Steen went back to the studio and added some vocals in Danish, and that probably limited the success of this album. Back in 1981, this one sold 5,000 copies, and Steen and the other members of the band made only one live appearance in custom-made suits. They even designed the Cyclos logo and played seven tracks back in the one and only live concert. Later on, Steen released a track which is pretty close to the Italo sound. It's under his other name Gimmicks, featuring Daniel Deneuve, and this one is called Le Parisien. So my best greetings today to all the French listeners.
He was a real Parisian.
Yeah, this is one of Steen's own favorite tracks from back in the 80s. Maybe this one could have had more success. The inside story is that the vocalist Daniel Deneuve was a bit unreliable. They were hired for a French television show back in the 80s. 5 minutes before they had to go on stage, they couldn't find Daniel Deneuve. And they had to cancel in the last minute. And it's not the best reference to have if you want to perform and make a lot of television appearances. Well, things happen and life goes on. But according to Steen, this had a big influence on the following releases of Gimmicks featuring Daniel Deneuve. Okay, let's get back to Italy. This is Clad, Song of Arabia.
We'll be right back.
Song of Arabia with Clad, a pretty rare record. Okay, a new Italo label is born. My good friend George, aka Hysteric, from Australia, has just released a brand new mix CD called Italo City. Watch out for this one. More copies will soon be available. And let's hear one from the great mix. Let's hear Trilogy with Black Devil. We'll be right back. Treology with Black Devil. You'll find this one on the great mix CD called Italo CD, made by Hysteric. Okay, next up is Marco Martina, Venture in My Heart.
Imagine
thank you.
Marco Martina, Venture in My Heart. Alright, it's time for my last record of today. But first, I'd like to say thanks for tuning in. Nice to see you all. So, last track of tonight is another fantastic Italo record. It's New Sin with Black Fantasy.